Additional reading is also drawn from Matthew. I want to read from Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fashioned around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be your children. It is a privilege to wear the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We're grateful that we can be together to worship. We're grateful that we can be together in fellowship and friendship. And help us to be good friends to one another. Help us to encourage each other, to hold each other up, to bear burdens together. Help us, Lord, to be humble, just as Jesus illustrated with the humility of a child that is tenderhearted, that is impressionable, that is trusting. Lord, help those qualities be ours as well. Bless our time in this service as we continue to study and worship and fellowship. We commit the time to you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just remain standing. And what I would like, this is one of those occasions when we try to put extra attention and give extra encouragement to our young people. And so I would like, as is our tradition on Sundays like this, for the young people to come up front. We've got open seats available. And as our kiddos are coming up, the rest of you, take a couple of moments. We are friends. Shake hands, give a hug, share a word of encouragement. So take a couple of moments, greet your neighbor, those that are around you, be friendly and polite as the children come up front. Thank you. All right, there's some chairs. Kiddos, you can sit over there on those chairs or over here on these chairs. Yeah. And we got this row here, looking good. All right. Y'all are going to be kind of with the teenagers a little bit. That's good. Y'all doing good? As you have opportunity, go ahead and find your way back to your seat. We might have some kids that want to come up with their parent or grandparent. So any other kiddos that want to come up are welcome to come up. Very good. As you find your seat, go ahead and be seated. Well, as I look out, we've got some really great young people, some boys and girls, and we are proud of each one of you. And we love you and want good things for you. And as a church, that means that we are a family, God's family. And it means that we are friends to one another. So I want us to think for a few moments about friendship, about friends. What is a friend? What do you think? What is a friend? What are some qualities of a good friend? If you think of a good answer or something you want to share, raise your hand. What is a friend? What do you think? Being best friends. What makes it wonderful to have best friends? That's really, really special. Very good. to play with them. Yeah, a friend is someone you can play with, you can spend time with. Loyal, that's a great word. A friend won't let you down. A friend will be there when you need them, when you need help, or when you need encouragement. Honest, that's a very important quality in friendship. You want a friend who is honest. You don't want one that will lie to you or say mean things. You want someone that's honest. Very good. What else? What other qualities of a friend? What do you think? What is a friend? How do you get a friend? How do you get a friend? Where do you find them? Where do they come from? Where? Good answer. So when you are nice, when you show yourself to be friendly, it makes it easier to find other friends, doesn't it? What were you going to say? Very good. They'll be nice to you if you're nice to them. And you said when you're playing with them, when you're interacting on the playground or in the classroom or in the neighborhood, if you are a good friend, then that makes it easier to find good friends. Good answers. Good answers. So we want to think a little bit more about friends. And I actually think this is a topic, this is a lesson that is good for our young people and our teenagers, and all of us, all of us. I think all of us want to be a good friend to others. We want to have good friends that we can depend upon, that are loyal to us. And as a church, we're a family of God, but we are friends to each other. Everyone in this room ought to be a friend to each other. All right. I brought a plant from my house. Do you see it? It's a plant. It's got a pot. It's green. I like it. I mean, it's a nice plant. What do I do for this plant? Yeah. Plants need water. Very good answer. So if I want to take care of this plant, I give it water. Yes. That's exactly right. You put it in the windowsill so it can get sun. So it needs water. It needs sun. Simon, I bet that's what you were going to say. Simon helps me take care of the plant some, don't you? And when we had a plant in the front yard, we watered it and gave it sunshine. And you want to take care of it. Now, I know this is just a plant and I want to take care of it. But what about friendship? We want to take care of our friend. To be a friend to others, it requires, so it takes a little bit of effort, it takes a little bit of work to take care of a plant. I want to suggest also that in our friendships, we want to put work into building good friendships. Just like a plant needs water, friendships need kindness. Just like a plant needs sunshine, friendships need honesty and forgiveness and partnership and a spirit of helping each other, a spirit of friendliness. A spirit of friendliness. Now, when I was a kid, I was a little bit shy. When I was in elementary school, I was pretty shy, and I was asked to do things, and sometimes I would push other people away because I was shy, and I would say no. I was invited over to some other kids' houses, and I didn't want to go. Oh, no, no. A friend of mine, his name was Casey. We were good friends at school. And my mom had picked me up early from school to take me to a doctor's appointment, and yet we were coming back on our road as school was letting out. She took me out early to go to a doctor's appointment, but we were driving home, and we got behind a school bus, and the school bus was letting out the kids, and Casey got out of the school bus and was walking toward his house. And I said to my mom, "I know him. That's my friend. That's Casey." And so the school bus pulled away, and Casey was walking along the sidewalk, and I rolled down my window and I shouted, "Hey, Casey, it's me, Paul." Casey said, "Hey, what are you doing?" I said, I didn't know you lived here. We just live around the corner. We lived close to each other and didn't even know it. And he shouted back and he said, get out of the car and come to my house and hang out this afternoon. And I looked at my mom and said, can I? So my mom pulled to the curb and she got out and said, Casey, you go ask your mother if it's okay. We'll wait here and we'll see. And as Casey ran in the house to ask his mom if I could hang out for a few hours, my mom asked me, she said, Paul, do you want to hang out for a couple hours? I can come pick you up in a little while. And I thought about it. I usually said no. And this would have been one of the first times that I went over to a friend's house and spent time for a while. And I thought about it, and I decided I wanted to do that. So Casey came out and said, my mom says it's okay. And I said, well, my mom says it's okay. And I had a fun afternoon at Casey's house playing G.I. Joe. They fought Cobra and won. And they know stuff because knowing is half the battle. One of the things I want us to think about to be a good friend is ask yourself, am I doing things to push people away? Look for opportunities to say yes to your friends. If it's reasonable and if it's right and good, go ahead and say yes. I want to help you, or I want to come over, or I want to be a friend. So look for ways to be a good friend. Another suggestion is, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but it's the truth. I need you to realize that not everyone is going to treat you right. There are some people who do not have a relationship with God. They don't know Jesus, and so they don't know what it means to treat other people well. They don't necessarily know what it means to show respect and kindness. And there are going to be, unfortunately, a lot of people in the world who are not going to be nice. And I'm sorry, but that's true. And so you want to realize that not everyone is going to be your friend. And so we want to realize that. And we don't want to, if someone's not friendly to us, how do you respond to that? Let's say someone is rude to you. Calls you a name. What's a mild name? Cotton-headed Ninny Muffins? That's close. I think that's from Elf. It's not Christmas time yet. A what? Huh? A meanie. Thanks, Wes. Thanks, Amanda. A meanie. We're going to go with Wes. What am I saying? I'm going to go with Amanda. Let's say, sorry, Wes, your burgers are good, but hers are better. You know. Let's say someone calls you a name. We're not going to supply what name they call you. How do you respond? Go ahead. What do you think? How do you respond? Yeah, well, that's true. It hurts. It can hurt us if someone calls us a name. It can make us feel bad. And we have a choice to make in that moment. We may feel mad. Absolutely. We may feel angry. That's true. You're right about that. But then we have a very important decision. And I want you to make the right decision in those moments. And the right decision is not to also respond with meanness. If someone's mean to you, don't respond back to them in that same way. Don't be mean back. Okay? That's a very important decision. That's a very important choice. Jesus did that. When they were mean to Jesus, He forgave them. He forgave them. Another suggestion. Be friendly. Okay. We've already talked a little bit about what makes a good friend and some things to be. What are some other ways you can be friendly? Some specific ways. Adults, maybe you can chime in. What are ways you can be friendly? Let's hear from a couple of adults and let's see if they have any good answers. Wes? Bring a friend to church. Very good. Very good. You did that today. Blake, remind me of your name. I met you the other day. Blake. Blake, we're glad you're here today. This is Blake's first time to church, and Wes brought him. Good job. What are some other ways? That's a great example. Yes. Absolutely. Be nice. Show compassion. We can be nice with our words. Good job. Hey, I really appreciate that about you. You can speak words of affirmation and words of encouragement. You can do things for a friend. What are some things you can do? What are some ways you can serve other people? Come on, a list, real quick. Just rattle some things off. Give them a ride. Feed them. Call them. Talk to them. Communicate with them. Conversation. Positive shared experiences. If you build a reservoir of positive shared experiences with another person, that's how you build a friendship. That's how you connect. Hey, Simon, did you have, what do you think?
Well, actually, question.
Okay.
What is a reservoir?
A reservoir, very good. A reservoir, think of a well with lots of water in it, and you put the bucket down, and it fills up with water, and you bring it up, and you're thirsty. A reservoir is the big container that holds something like water. And that water is filled up in that reservoir. And if we accumulate lots of instances, lots of occasions of friendliness and help and compassion and kindness, we build that up. Then in moments when we're especially thirsty, in moments where we need it best, and I need a friend. I really need a friend. You can go to that reservoir and you're going to be able to have your needs met by other people because you've built that friendship with them. And then the final suggestion as we think about friendship, get God's perspective. God's perspective. God wants us to be kind to each other. He wants us to care for each other. He wants us to be a good friend to each other. He has done that for us. He has shown us love and forgiveness. He sent His Son for us so that we don't have to be punished from sin, but that we can be saved and blessed. And so we want to remember that God wants us to be good to each other. In Proverbs 18:24, a person who has friends, what does it say? You read the rest of it. A person who has friends must what? Themselves be friendly. Very good. That's right. So be a good friend to other people. Care for them and help them. In Luke 6 and verse 31, do to others as you would like them to do to you. How do you want to be treated? How do you want to be treated? You want to be treated nice. Yeah, you want people to be nice to us. Yeah. Lorelai? Kindness? What were you going to say?
Don't be nice to them, they won't be nice.
That's exactly right. If we're not nice to them, they won't be nice to us. We want to be treated with respect. And if we want, every person wants to be treated with respect. Every person. And in order to receive that, we give that. We show respect for each other, and we show kindness. So, my encouragement to each of you. All right, show me your beady little eyes. Look at me. Yes, Simon.
What happens if you don't water the plant?
Good question. Simon has asked a good question. What happens if you don't water the plant? What do you think? What do y'all think? What happens if you don't water a plant? Yep. It'll die. It'll get all dark and brown and sad and slumpy, and it'll look like a cotton-headed ninny muffin meanie. That's not even close. I tried. Yes. It will, very good. That is a wonderful word. It will wither. It will wither. And our friendships will wither if we don't work at our friendships. That's a lesson for all of us, right? Let's invest in our friends. Let's put effort. Let's put energy. Let's do our best to be a good friend to each other. In the church, we talk about worshiping God, and that is one of our priorities. We talk about sharing the gospel. That is one of our priorities. One of our priorities also is to be a good friend to each other. We are the family of God. We have a responsibility to each other. You owe something to the person that sits to your left and to your right and behind you and in front of you. You owe them your respect and your friendship. And we serve each other as God's family. All right, show me your eyes, kiddos. I want all the kids to make eye contact with me. Good job. Good job. Some of the teens are rolling their eyes at me. I guess I'll accept that. All right, good job. Good job. Good job. Very good. We love all of you. We are proud of you. We want you to keep doing the good things you're doing. We want you to come to Bible class. We want you to come to church. We want you to be good workers in your home, listening and obeying your parents and your caregivers and your grandparents. Let's be friendly with each other. Let's help each other. You are very much, we could not be the church without you. You are the church. And we are all together in God's family. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings upon these young people. Grow their faith. Strengthen them deep in their heart. Help them to draw closer to you throughout their whole lives. We're so grateful for them. We love them so very much. We want good things for them. And Lord, we know that we cannot give them all the good things that we want for them, and yet we know you can. You can bless them. You can strengthen them. You can guide them. You can mold them into people that bring you glory. And Lord, we pray for this church that we will be authentic in our friendship for each other, that we will be your family. Bless these young people. Bless us as a congregation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Great job, kiddos. Go on back to your seats. Go back to your seats. Well done. Thank you. If this morning we can minister to anyone that's here with the gospel, if we can help you to become a Christian, if you are ready to come to this point where you have faith and belief and trust in Jesus, and you're ready to make a commitment to repent of sin and self, to declare, confess, proclaim, announce your belief that Jesus is the Son of God, if you're ready that even this morning to be baptized into Christ, to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins, if that's a need that you have today, we want to minister to you. We want to help you with that need. If you need prayers, if you are burdened with sin, maybe you are guilty of some of those things that we just talked about that damage relationships, and you need to confess that, and you need to be reconciled in a public way because of sin that you are guilty of. It's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus, when the disciples, out of arrogance, I think, asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom? What did Jesus do? He answered them by calling to him children and highlighting their honesty and their humility, and their tenderheartedness. And he says, a spirit of competition should not exist among my disciples, but a spirit of humility, a spirit of friendship, a spirit of trust. And if there is guilt and sin in your life because you have done wrong in those areas, then we encourage you to make it right. And one of the ways you can make it right is public confession and prayer. And so the gospel has work to do in our lives. And if this morning there is work for the gospel to do in a public way in your life, then we invite you to respond to the invitation of Jesus Christ as we stand and sing together.